Hello, my name's Toby Halligan. I'm a journalist and radio broadcaster based in Melbourne. This is an interview I conducted with Michael Patton, the Principal Legal Officer at the Australian Law Reform Commission. It was part of a one-hour radio documentary that I made on surveillance capitalism. And if you'd like to hear the entirety of that documentary, just go to 3RRR's website and search for Max Headroom episodes, and the surveillance capitalism episode is right there. It's well worth a listen. Thank you to Michael for his time and to the Australian Law Reform Commission for their important work. Michael, in 2014, the Australian Law Reform Commission sketched out the elements of a potential a new tort for serious invasion of privacy. And just for our audience, do you mind actually explaining what a tort is?
In really basic terms, a tort is just a right for a person to take someone else to court to say that you have harmed me in some way and I want something back. I want some orders from the court that recognise that and might compensate me in some way with money or might make some other orders to put things right again.
Mm-hmm. And so in 2014, as part of a report called Serious Invasions of Privacy in the Digital Era, the ALRC recommended the creation of a tort for serious invasions of privacy. Can you just contextualise for that why the ALRC thought that was necessary?
This issue has a pretty long history with law reform commissions in Australia, including the Australian Law Reform Commission itself. Back in 1983, we did a report looking at privacy issues, and in 1988, that led to the Privacy Act, the Commonwealth Law on Privacy, being introduced. There was thought at that time, in 1988, in Parliament, of introducing this tort, this right to go to court about privacy issues. The Senate proposed that, but it was rejected in the House of Representatives. And that's where we got up to 1988. Jump forward to 2006, Attorney General Philip Ruddock asked the Law Reform Commission again to look at privacy issues. And that was a big two-year inquiry. 2 years later, the Law Reform Commission reported on a whole range of areas, and one of them was, again, this particular right for people to go to court about serious breaches of privacy. By that time, the government had changed again. Kevin Rudd was Prime Minister and was generally accepting of the recommendations of the Law Reform Commission. And there were similar recommendations by the New South Wales Law Reform Commission, the Victorian Law Reform Commission in 2009, 2010. So the Australian government set about starting to try to implement it and said, okay, well, how are we going to do this? What can this law look like? And in 2011, they went out to consult with the public and found there was no consensus on how to do it. People had very different views. So Mark Dreyfus then in 2013 asked the Australian Law Reform Commission, thanks for your recommendation in 2008, how do we do it? Could you please have another inquiry to sort out how we put this into law specifically? That was then the context for the report that we issued in 2014, which wasn't really focused on is this needed or not, but how would it be done? By the time the report was then issued in June 2014, was just before a federal election when the Liberal government came back in September 2014. They'd made it very clear, Tony Abbott and Attorney General George Brandis, that they were not interested in introducing this right into law, and there has been no implementation of those recommendations since that time, of which we are aware.
And like, I appreciate in a way it's not for you to explain their logic. Did they present reasons as to why they didn't think this was a good idea?
The public statements that they made were very much focused on protecting the right to freedom of expression, and particularly for media. Tony Abbott generally was not interested in greater protections for privacy, which he described as potentially a thinly veiled attempt to intimidate media, was how they saw this package of privacy reforms. George Brandis used some different wording. He talked about generally this push for greater privacy protection as being a gradual Fabian-like erosion of traditional rights in the name of political correctness. So it was a definite ideological and policy decision by government not to pursue that course.
I find that, I appreciate you won't necessarily be able to comment on this, I find that ironic coming from Abbott in particular, given he has sued people for defamation and had entire books pulped because he thought his privacy or, you know, his reputation was being damaged. So, yeah, I mean, because when I, like, reviewing this, that is a source of considerable disappointment. And obviously we can't know how they were lobbied, because it looks to me like the successful actions that have been pursued in countries like, well, not, sorry, areas like the European Union, the UK, that this kind of tort would basically fill that gap. Because is it presently fair to say that but for introducing a new tort like this, most Australians who say have had their data utilised, whether it's by social media companies or by other entities, don't necessarily have a civil action they can pursue?
At the moment in Australia, under privacy law, there are ways that people can complain about breaches of privacy. We have the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner, who has a primary role under the Privacy Act, and there's a process that people can go through. You need to, in most cases, complain to the company itself that's first involved, and if you're not satisfied with that response, you can complain to this Information Commissioner. They have some discretion about whether they investigate. They have some things that they can't investigate. The law doesn't cover all companies or all situations. Mm. But most of the big social media companies in Australia, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, would all be covered by the Privacy Act and so could be considered by the Information Commissioner. Yeah. They can go through a conciliation process, bringing people together to talk about the problem and try and work out some solutions in a confidential way amongst themselves. The commissioner can make determinations and say, I think this is a breach of privacy or is not. They can talk about the sort of loss that's occurred and what sort of payment might be appropriate to redress that. But they're not a court. They can't make orders, and it's not binding in that way. Mm. They can apply to a court to say, I think there has been, the commissioner thinks that there has been a breach of privacy, and would then be up to a court to follow that through and see if there has been a breach of the act. But in 2013, when the Law Reform Commission conducted this inquiry, there weren't many people who said that the protections in Australian law were sufficient. Mm-hmm. There weren't many people who said that it's okay at the moment, we don't need a change. Mm-hmm. And that was basically media representatives who were saying that the law is okay, no change is needed. Mm-hmm. So there are things in place, but there is not this direct right. There is no human rights legislation generally at the national level in Australia to be able to hang off a right to privacy to be taken to court. There is no developed common law right, so the judges themselves have not come up with a right to privacy and a tort to sue for a breach of privacy as they have more so in other countries, the UK, USA, Canada and New Zealand in particular, the Law Reform Commission looked at. So the Law Reform Commission identified there were some potential gaps in Australian privacy protection and suggested there should be additional rights for people to go to court about these issues, additional powers for courts to make particular orders to put things right again, injunctions stopping people from doing things into the future, to destroy particular information, remove particular information, a whole range of powers that were recommended by the Law Reform Commission in 2014.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting because, and this is not a reflection on the Office of the Information Commissioner, but it strikes me that sitting down with Google or Facebook is pretty unlikely for most people. You know, it would require quite an extraordinary individual, and even then they may just simply not respond to your emails or messages, frankly, because that's been their kind of form or approach in other jurisdictions. Where it does strike me that the particular solution the Law Reform Commission came up with would have fitted quite well for this particular problem, because it seems a pretty consistent complaint from different people that I've spoken to is that, and this is across jurisdictions to be clear, the law fails to keep up with the digital companies, you know, and this is part of the problem with creating, say, specific regulations that punishes companies for breaches, Whereas on the other hand, creating the particular advantage of a tort like this would be where an invasion of privacy had had an impact on people. And there are kind of elements to it, I should say. We probably don't need to go into the minutiae for our audience. But where an invasion of privacy has had a serious impact upon a person, they can seek a remedy, basically. And, you know, over the course of reporting on this piece, there have been kind of numerous instances where, you know, one can see why Australians might wanted to have pursued a remedy like this.
The Law Reform Commission's report recognised that serious breaches of privacy are only getting easier with time and with developments in technology, looking at drones, looking at the phones we carry in our pocket effectively becoming surveillance devices effectively. And one of the recommendations was that privacy laws in Australia should be technology neutral. Mm. They should be expressed in a way that it doesn't matter what kind of technology is being used to breach someone's privacy, because that will keep changing so quickly. The law will not keep up. Mm-hmm. But those fundamental principles, that if somebody has a reasonable expectation to privacy in something that they're doing, then that should be respected, should not be breached, and they should have a right to complain and to sue in a court of law for serious breaches, not trivial breaches, but serious breaches of that privacy.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of penalties? I don't know whether the Law Reform Commission sketched out the kinds of penalties or what someone could get in compensation, if you like, if they were able to make out that there'd been a serious breach.
The Law Reform Commission certainly recommended damages, so payments of money, and recommended that they should be capped at a particular amount, like they are in defamation in a lot of cases, a capped amount. I can't say whether the Law Reform Commission recommended a specific dollar amount cap. Seems unlikely. That would be more of a matter for government to decide. Mm. But certainly some sort of damages or compensation payment. Another interesting one is an account of profits. So that's a remedy that's known in the law, that if somebody does a wrong against you and they profit from it, because of that breach of privacy, they're increasing their profits, then you can say to that company, or rather a court can order that company to give you a share of the profits that they have received from illegally using your information or breaching your privacy. So that's one type of remedy.
Well, that's right. So please continue. Sorry, I was interrupting.
Mm. No, I was just going to go on to other types of remedies like injunctions to say, destroy material or stop particular conduct, or issuing corrections if something has been published and it's incorrect, publishing a correction or an apology, or making a declaration about particular conduct. So the court has that power to make a direct declaration that something was incorrect or improper or falsity.
Yeah, right. This sounds like it would absolutely cover off a huge proportion of the problems that I've kind of encountered in this story. And that it sounds, and I appreciate, again, you may not be in a position to comment on this, but that as opposed to this being a problem of law, which is what a number of people have kind of flagged, it's really a problem of politics because, you know, political leaders refuse to create this legal right that would have really potentially created possible remedies for a lot of people.
At the same time that the Australian Law Reform Commission was conducting its inquiry in 2013, the South Australian Law Reform Institute started its own inquiry of its own initiative into the same issue in South Australia. And they said that they started that inquiry because there appeared to be potentially both constitutional and political obstacles to a national law to give this right to privacy and this right to sue in a court for a breach of privacy. So they certainly saw political obstacles, as you say, and that's the role of elected representatives, is to make those decisions and be held accountable to the public and through the democratic process for that. But also there is questions about, well, what power does the national government, the Australian government, have to make laws specifically in this area? Does the Constitution give them that power, or should it in fact be left to the states? Mm. So the Australian Law Reform Commission came to the conclusion that there was sufficient and there is sufficient power in the Australian Constitution for the Australian government to act in this area. But that's not a conclusive determination by the Law Reform Commission, and that question may still be opened or questioned by others, and it may ultimately need to be left to the states to implement some of this.
Mm. This has been very interesting, Michael. I might just put one final question to you, and to be clear, the ARC may not have covered off on this. Over the course of reporting this story, and I can definitely see the need for a tort like this for individuals to pursue remedies, and when, you know, you can envision there'd be circumstances where, say, if it was revealed that there had been a large-scale invasion of privacy by a company, that there might, say, be class action lawsuits off the back of a tort like this, possibly. But while I've been kind of reporting this story, a number of experts have kind of explained that one of the fundamental problems with surveillance capitalism is that it's often not necessarily about the individual implications for one particular user. Like, often data is anonymized, although companies do clearly maintain very detailed profiles of people that they use, and those profiles often would reveal much more than we'd necessarily appreciate, but that there is some kind of collective need to have, you know, the idea of private citizens, or there being a degree of privacy that citizens in a democracy can expect, because without, you know, if you have companies that know just about everything about us or have been able to monitor our behavior to the extent that they can perfectly predict it, you begin to run into issues in terms of democracy and individual autonomy. Is that something the Law Reform Commission kind of has reflected on over the course of its work, or is that, do you kind of know what I'm getting at there? Like, this idea, I appreciate it's not the Law Reform Commission's job to create a new collective right to privacy, but do you kind of understand what I'm getting at?
The Law Reform Commission certainly looked at the potential for class actions and representatives, so that it doesn't just have to be about one person complaining about a breach of their own privacy, but a whole group could come together and say, we've all been affected in essentially the same way by this misconduct by this company, social media company or whoever it is, and that we could share the cost and the burden of going to court by grouping that all together, putting our complaint together to the judge and having one decision that affects all of us together. So the Law Reform Commission also looked at the need to balance between systemic complaints that show that there's a systemic problem with the conduct of the organisation that's been misusing information or breaching privacy, balancing that with rights to individual complaints about individual mm-hmm. circumstances. Mm-hmm. And some stakeholders, for example, the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, or PIAC as they're known for short, suggested that just leaving aside individual complaints and just focusing on systemic complaints also has a danger, because often systemic problems are only revealed when a number of individuals separately, individually complain about something that's happened to them. And then by digging further, the systemic problem is uncovered. So they really highlighted the need to enable both mm-hmm. investigation of systemic problems, but also addressing individual complaints. Mm.
That's very, very interesting. Michael, that's been a fascinating kind of chat, and hopefully, Australia's politicians get their act together and pay attention to this report at some point.
Thanks, Toby.